St. Paul writes in his second letter to Timothy, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave his spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Please be seated. From the beginning until the end, the calling which you are following by your mere presence here is all God's work. If you're able to preach like Paul and thousands come to God's way, that's God working through you, not by you. If you're like Noah and only save 8 souls, that again is God's working through you. It's not done by you. God blesses and God disciplines, but God always loves. God has gone through really a lot of trouble to equip you for the calling which you have, whether to the pastoral ministry, to be a deaconess, or other service within his church and in the world. He has been most generous with his gifts. One study said that each individual has over 215 different gifts and talents. Maybe you want to start listening while you're listening to the sermon. These are the gifts that are to be guarded, to be fanned into flame. Gifts that are unused are not gifts at all, but are very liable to be taken away. As we look at St. Paul's letter to Timothy, Timothy seems to be in what we call today a conflicted congregation. Probably something that needs some conflict resolution and probably an interim ministry of some form or another. But Paul kind of talks to his son Timothy, the son of faith, and he says, look, you have all the tools necessary to handle the situation, the myths, the endless genealogies, the useless speculations, the divergent teachings that are causing problems, and obviously causing great consternation and unrest, especially for Pastor Tim, if for you modern sort of folks that like using those titles. But you know that Pastor Timothy might be feeling a little put out with this whole situation. Maybe you've been in that situation too, where the constant introspection, that self-recrimination, you know, how could I have handled that better? How am I going to get those alligators under control? What did I do wrong? Why won't they listen? Even if it means your professors that you're thinking about. Or worst of all, I can't possibly do anything about these wrong-headed people, and I'm just going to give up on them. But, you know, such reflections actually come when the pressure is on and the focus and center of attention becomes I. Pastor Timothy seems to be suffering from a bit of timidity to confront the problems in a loving and winsome manner because, after all, who wants confrontation? It's something that we try and avoid. But it's much easier to complain and grouse and talk about that person that's causing us such angst with another person. In other words, triangulate, talk about, but not with that individual. And certainly we can find ourselves finding it easier to doubt the power given by the Holy Spirit than to use those great gifts that are given. But then we remember what St. Paul wrote to his son in faith, Timothy. For this reason, in other words, the reason of the faith that dwells within you as a gift, you are not the center of the universe, but powerfully and wonderfully remade and blessed in Jesus Christ. We cannot doubt the power of the Holy Spirit in light of the cross. Then the forces of darkness mistook humility for powerlessness and were rebuked on that Easter morn. In humility and in recognition of the great gift of salvation through forgiveness, you can bask in the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Paul consolidates his catalog of the fruit of the Spirit found in his letter to the Galatians to really 3 in this letter to Timothy. He says that the fruit of the Spirit is power, love, and self-control. And these are a result of the positive true faith that's been implanted and empowered by the Holy Spirit who dwells within you to advance the kingdom of God. By faith, you are given the power to proclaim without fear, regardless of popular opinion, opposition, and cultural norms, the truth of Jesus Christ. Each day provides new grace. By the power of faith, you are given the power to love, which seems strange to include in this list, the power to love, but in fact, loving the unlovable, the unpopular, the outcast, the homeless, the tired, the poor, the downtrodden, is a work of Christians alone. And yes, even the sinner, loving that sinner is most difficult of all. It takes a great amount of power from the Holy Spirit to be able to do that, as witnessed in the life and the ministry and the cross of Christ. You can love because you've been loved first. By faith, you are given the power of self-control, that even when most solely tempted to blow up, to give up, to move out, to bow out, you can sit back, you can take a breath, and bask in the light of Christ, who leads you along that dark road he calls you to travel as you journey heavenward. Yes, trials will come and go. Crosses will enter into your life, into your ministry. Being chosen in Christ before all time is not a guarantee of an easy time. Not an easy time in the classroom, in field work, at home, or even on the job. But what it does mean is that you are the ones being given the great privilege of playing a role in the salvation drama that is unfolding in and about your lives. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling oppressed, when you're feeling depressed, think about this. You are the ones carrying the salvific message through word and deed that impacts the eternity of people. Think about that. You impact the lives of people not for a moment, not for a day, not for a year, not for even a million years, but forever through Jesus Christ. What an awesome gift you've been given, not only as the redeemed, but the empowered workers in the kingdom, Christ's kingdom, conveying, portraying, displaying the love of Christ first shown and given to you. Yes, boast in the suffering of Christ and in the cross, as Paul did, in the secure knowledge that you shall overcome because and only because Christ has overcome and now overcomes through you. Not because of your works, but because of his own power and purpose and grace. Yes, it is for that reason that when the time comes and the night embraces the end of day, rest your head securely on Christ's amazing grace, saying in thanksgiving, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty." Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.